anyone who's super cold, come down here. It's warm. 6 years ago, the world changed with the scandal with Jeremy's passing. And it's been a harrowing week for them. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you're in the house of the Lord with the family today. I thought it'd be good for a few moments that we would just love on this family with prayer. Maybe even hug some necks, you know. You're allowed to get up out of your chair. There's no rules about that. I think in the blue book of the Presbyterian Church. You're actually under threat. Friday was a difficult day, but an amazing tribute to Jeremy, wasn't it? It was just outstanding. The thing that I appreciated so much about this funeral was the honesty of Ken Williams, who named it for what it was. Didn't try to sugarcoat anything. And then for all of you, I mean, being able to stand up there in front of 700 people and share those neat things about Jeremy. Pretty courageous to do. And, you know, it was just not an easy day. But it was a great day in a sense, because he has a hope beyond his life. So I thought it would be great just to surround him with prayer just for the moment. Would you join me as we do that? Feel free to chip in and Father, we thank you for this family. And a smile for that. Wow. Lord, it's hard to put into words what we feel. But we thank you that when we come to you, when we come before you, and we ask of you that your grace and your favor and your mercy and your love will just surround this family. Lord, you've been doing that in these past days. You're going to do that today, and you're going to do that in the future. And so we thank you for them. We pray for your comfort, your peace, and your blessing over their lives. For every memory of Jeremy, in the hard times, thank you, Lord, that you're there. In the good times, thank you, Lord, that you're there. So bless them.
So I just thank you for the moments.
Father, we thank you for that we do get to know Jeremy. You already know, might have realized how much he was loved. And we know that he loves him too. So Father, he's left you home in such a good gift. Questions about fame. Father, we pray that you would be with us, that you would be with John, Catherine, Jesus, and Peter, and others. Father, that you would be with his family as they grieve, that you would come to fill that gap in their lives, that you would fill it with your love.
Father, we thank you that you are totally true to every word that you have spoken to us. And I thank you for the truth of your words, Father, that you uphold those that grieve, those that need help, Father. And right now, Holy Spirit, I thank you for your abounding grace and mercy that flows as a river, Lord, in this family's life. That Father, there's much, Father, that they are questioning and coming, trying to understand. And Lord, we pray that you would be in every thought, that you would be in every heartfelt pain, and every, Father, expression that they even don't know how to express, of anguish, anger, whatever it would be, Father. That you would be amongst it, Father. That you would build within them, Father, a strength, Father, that they know that they are cared for and loved and cherished by you. That nothing goes unanswered. That nothing goes unseen. that your love is immeasurable and it is poured out for them, not just in these moments, but Lord, in the days, the weeks, and the months to come, that you are everything for them in their need, I love. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you brood over this family and lift them out of the pits of despair into your eternal hope.
Thank you. Thank you.
Friday, and just being able to share in this service with your family. Lord, it was hard for all of us to watch a lot of the emotion of young people and to feel the pain. And Lord, we feel the truth that they felt much more than we did. And Lord, I pray that something of your love and your grace will descend on all of those young people in particular. But if they never ever heard about you before, that something will gel.
Right.
Something will send them to seek you out. To find someone who can come to you. Lord, we thank you for the honor that John and Catherine and Cynthia and Ben and David and Jeremy have had to all of these young people. And Lord, that was testimony to them for people to turn up and fire. And Lord, we want to just bless this family for what they have done. For Jeremy, for their children. Lord, it's hard for our kids today, it's not an easy day. But I thank you that they've taken this on and they've done a good job. Lord, many of us need something. They really love to come to the country that we didn't want to join. And Lord, I pray that you help all of us to bring our kids up here. Lord, today, I want to ask that you especially with this family in their life, that it's okay for them to cry, it's okay for them to get angry. It's okay for them to have all of those different things to go with grief. And that we will be with them, not necessarily have the same, but we can be with them in silence. We can be with them with an armor of the children. We can be with them to weep with them. And we can be with them to be angry with them. And Lord, I pray that you for months to come, not just in the days to come. Lord, thank you for them, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for every member of the one family, for your extreme courage. They come from another country, another culture, another place, to this place. And they bless us. They bless us with their smile and with their courage. Pray for every need that they have right now, that it would be theirs. They would feel your tangible presence every moment of the day. Lord, that they can look to you in a very practical way. Lord, I thank you for what they have ministered to me and those of us here. I just lift them up to you.
Thank you, Father. Today I come before thee, Father. To raise your name high and praise you. For you are the God, living God, the most powerful. Thank you today that we are witnessing your love. Thank you today that we are seeing your power going through your people. And we are true witnesses that you said, you brothers, stop and think about each other. Keep encouraging each other even in the time of grief. Even the lowest of your lives, but always remember that God, I'm your Father and I'm your power and I'm everything. And today, this week, you witnessed your power going through people and your kingdom being spread every minute. We've seen nations, people that didn't look like us, and extending their love. And you truly believe our promise was that you never forsake us, and your true people will become united, and you'll guide them. We have seen that, God, and we witnessed that today, that even my family back home in Kenya, they have seen that people, they didn't know us, but they came to us because we were praising God, and we saw that your power working through that. So today, ask for blessings to go out to your people and your kingdom spread, Father. Any spirit of hopelessness, any spirit of enmity or evil amongst your people, I condemn it, Father, and we witness that you are the most powerful and the only God that can bless his people. Thank you, God.
Thank you.